This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Dana Schnazy. The City of Columbia is now reviewing the use of fluoride in the city's water supply after complaints from Columbia residents. KBIA's Andrea Park reports.
Adding fluoride to water became common practice in the 1940s as a way to prevent cavities in both children and adults. However, Columbia resident Amy Bremer presented information about the dangers of fluoride ingestion at the City Council meeting last week. Sixth Ward Councilmember Barbara Hoppe asked city staff to look further into Bremer's research and draft a report by early December. Hoppe says she is concerned with the possible negative effects.
The articles I've read in the past were that, you know, that additional fluoride wasn't good for your bone density as you got older. So I thought it was worthwhile to take a second look at the research and how it works or doesn't work for Columbia.
It costs about $50,000 for Columbia to add fluoride into the water. Department of Public Health and Human Services spokesperson Jenny Alexander says the department is now studying the city's water and the Board of Health will be reviewing the results. The Board of Health will meet in January 2013 to determine whether to continue adding fluoride to the water. Andrea Park, KBIA News.
On Friday, the Army Corps of Engineers began reducing the outflow from an Upper Missouri River reservoir to ease drought conditions. The move will reduce the amount of water flowing into the Mississippi River. Companies and trade groups are asking the Corps to restore the flow and to expedite removal of rock formations in the Mississippi that impede barge traffic. Ryan Ferguson's family started a billboard campaign today encouraging the public to provide information about a composite image of a man possibly linked to the 2001 murder of Columbia Daily Tribune editor Kent Heitholt. The composite is a newer version of the previous composite produced by Columbia Police based on the information from an eyewitness. Bill Ferguson, Ryan Ferguson's father, said the billboard locations will change every 4 weeks in order to gain as much public attention as possible and says there is a $10,000 reward to anyone who can identify the person in the composite. Ryan Ferguson was arrested in March 2004 and is serving a 40-year prison sentence for the murder and robbery of Heitholt. The key witnesses, former Tribune janitor Jerry Trump and co-defendant Charles Erickson, recanted their testimony at an evidentiary hearing in April, but a Cole County judge ruled against Ryan Ferguson and denied him a new trial. As the new year begins, changes will be made to current general education development tests, KBIA's Chris Lilly reports.
In January 2013, a new GED test format will replace the current version, which was introduced in 2002. Christy Phillips is the coordinator of adult education and literacy in Columbia Public Schools. She says the prices of the tests will go from $40 to $140. The test will also be solely computer-based.
Students that take the test will have to learn to type if they don't already know. They will not be provided even with paper and pencil to, you know, try to figure stuff out or write out an essay before they type it in. It'll have to be, the most they'll be given is a small whiteboard.
Phillips says the minimal passing score should be equivalent to the old GED, but the material on the new test is going to be more difficult. Chris Lilly, KBIA News.
Executive Director of PedNet Coalition in Columbia, Ian Thomas, submitted his petition to run in April for the 4th Ward seat on the Columbia City Council Monday morning. Thomas plans to leave PedNet in January and plans to use what he has learned about government and sustainability for his campaign.
I've worked with colleagues and members of the community to develop and try to implement a vision of a healthy community, a sustainable community, a community where everybody has access to, you know, basic services to be able to achieve their full potential.
PedNet currently is working with three finalists from a national recruitment effort to fill his position. Thomas says he may still consult with PedNet in the future. For KBIA News, I'm Dana Schnazy.